So if we consider this especially extraordinary gift of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna's Kaviraj mentions in Adi Lila, in the Mangalacharna, verse 4, where he's establishing the theme of the book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Nectarian life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. He says that Anarpita Charim Chirat Kananaya Yavatirna Kalo. Lord Chaitanya has come to give what's never been given before. Avatirna. He's Karunaya Avatirna. He has descended out of his compassion in the age of Kali. Charim, Anarpita Charim Chirat, what has never been given for a long time. And what is that? He has come to give a teaching. Of course, this same teaching is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, but over the time period of 5,000 years, it became somewhat broken. Yoganashta Parantapa. So Radha and Krishna Yugal, Radha Govinda Yugal came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reestablish that ancient teaching, that knowledge. And that was given especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in the Shiksha. Sanatana Shiksha and Rupa Shiksha. So there, like the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya is proving in the pages and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, Brajakishore, Brajamohan Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan, as the Bhagavatam itself says in first canto, chapter 3, verse 28. Etachamcha kalapamsa Krishna's tu Bhagavan soyam indraya vakyamule mridiyanti yuge yuge. That after explaining all the different incarnations of the Lord, so many Leela avatars and Dasa avatars and Vaibhava avatars, Purusha avatars, and there's this long, long list. And Shukamuni and Vyasa is writing all these different incarnations. And he said, of all these Bhagavan rupams, all these forms of Bhagavan, the Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. The Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. So Lord Chaitanya is reiterating the same point 500 years ago, which was established in the Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago. That Krishna, that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, who is the embodiment of love and beauty, he is the original. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is the original. He's the topmost form of Godhead. He's the root of everything. He's the source of all the other forms of Godhead. And that's established in that prayer glorifying Six Goswamis, Hariya Raya Namakrishna. We say, Radha Krishna Niti Lila Kore La Prakash. Of course, this is a song. This song is very popular. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sang the first two lines as he was searching for Krishna throughout India. In the mood of Mahabhav, Unmad, the Unmad Prem of Radharani, Maranakya Mahabhav, and great intense viraha separation from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was sometimes chanting in this mood of Radharani, searching for Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Krishna, 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 hey. And other times Mahaprabhu was singing, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha, Gopala Govindaram Shri Madhusudan, Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan, Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. The Narottam Das Thakur, he added more lines to that song to glorify the Panchatattva, the Sat Goswamis, and the great devotees of the Lord. Nam Sankirtan is called. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, Sri Advaita Sita, Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita, Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeeva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Hechai Gosair Kari Charanan Vandan Jahoite Bignanash Abhishta Puran Hechai Gosair Njara Muitaradas Tatsabara Padarino Mora Panchagras Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hai E Abhilash, E Chai Gosai, Javi Braje Koile Vas, Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kari La Prakash. So this is the instructions that Rupa Goswami received in Dashashvamedha Ghat in Benares for 10 days. Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami in Rasa Tattva and Prema Tattva and Braja Tattva, Krishna and Radha Tattva. And he also instructed Sanatana Goswami and Sanatana Shiksha Madhilila 21-23, I believe. And then they went forward, they went off to Braj, Bhakti Shastra Likana, to write Bhakti Shastra and Radha Krishna Murti Stapana, to establish the worship of Radha Krishna Murtis, and to Bhakti Tattva Prachar, to preach the Bhakti Tattva, and to Lila Stali Prakash, to reveal the Leela Stalis of Radha and Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur, he explains in this song, Echai Gosai Javi Braje Koile Vas Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Kari La Prakash. So they're glorified. Narottam glorifies the Sad Goswamis, especially Rupa Sanatan, that they went to Braj. They came and lived in Braj, and they revealed the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nityalila, the Nityalila Stalis, the places of Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes were revealed by the six Goswamis. And they revealed, by revealing their pastimes, the ultimate epitome and quintessence of all Leela of Bhagavan. There's Madhurya Leela, Prem Leela, Braja Prem Leela, Vishuddha Prem Leela, Vrindavan, and all the Krishna's Parishads, Nanda Yashoda, Sridham Sudham, Sridham Subal, Lalita Vishaka Radha. By doing this, they established that Krishna is the root of everything. So they crossed beyond the zone of Lord Narayan. And we must do this. We actually have to go beyond Vaikuntha. Om Bhurbhuvasuva Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Tat Savitur Varanyam. That Varanyam, that worshipful, reverential area, Varanyam, that effulgent, worshipful area beyond the three planetary systems, beyond the Vyom to the Paravyom. We have to enter that Paravyom. And that land is Vaikuntha. But then we have to cross Vaikuntha. Bhur Bhuvasva Tat Savito Varanyam Bhargo Devasya. Bhargo Devasya means that special effulgence. Bhargo means that sunlight of Mahabhav, Ujvala Prema, Ujvala Prem, that Ujvala Maranakya Mahabhav of Radharani, which is so brilliant, like gold refined 100,000, 1 lakh of times, the most purified, effulgent, and radiant gold of Radharani. Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Shandipa. That beautiful Unat Ujvala Ras of Srimati Radharani. That's giving off this brilliant effulgence of the sun, the Bhargo. And Bhargo means Manonandini. Bhargo Devasya, and Devasya is Kamadev. Kamadev, that playful lord, Divyati, is always engaged in so many beautiful conjugal intimate sports with Srimati Radharani in the groves of Vrindavan, in Jamuna and Giriraj's Kandara and the caves. So we have to go to that level. We have to go to the cross beyond the zone of Vaikuntha. We must enter a very finer area, the most original area. Krishna's Leela is Nitya, Nitya Leela Kari La Prakash. Vaikuntha is a grosser plane. Vaikuntha is a land of the constitutional king. It is not the land of the autocrat, the unbounded lover. That is Braj, Vrindavan. Vaikuntha is gross. But we must pierce beyond to find the ultimate, the fundamental plane of love and beauty, not power and grandeur. Love and beauty is Brajadham, power, grandeur, opulence, royalty, pomp. This is Vaikuntha. And we, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, coming in the line of Rupa Sanatan, we are so fortunate to find and to understand the subtlemost corner of the universe. What is that subtlemost corner? That is where beauty and love reign supreme. Beauty and love is the origin, not power, grandeur, and reverence. Think about it. Beauty and love is so powerful, it's all conquering. It is the most conquering element. The primary causal position is that of love and beauty. And that's been revealed by the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in Braj Leela, and by Lord Chaitanya, and especially by the writings of the six Goswamis. And Krishna's Kaviraj has told us in the invocation, Adi 1.4, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karana Yava Tirna Kalo Sama Paritam Unat Ujla Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam Hari Purta Sundara Dyuti Kadam Vasandipa Sarvidya Kandare Spuratu Va Shasha Chinandan. Translation: may the Supreme Lord, who is known as Sachinandan, be brilliantly situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. Gauranga has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to give and distribute and bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. What is that? He has come, Gauranga has come to give the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, Madhurya Ras, especially the mood of Kinkari Bhav, Mandri Bhav, which means the direct service to Srimati Radhika, acting as her confidential maidservant. Sobhakti Shriyam, Swa means his own. Whose own means Radhika's own. Radhika's own bhakti. She's a personification of bhakti. So Krishna wanted to taste the essence of Radha's love. And what is the essence of Radha's love? It means pure devotion, supreme devotion to Krishna. And Krishna also wanted to distribute this Swabhakti Shriyam to qualified living entities, or the essence of Radharani's own love, the beauty in essence. So bhakti means Radharani's bhakti, and Shriya means the beauty of our own bhakti. So Mahaprabhu wanted to give to the fortunate living entities the beauty of Radhika's Unat Ujvala Brasa. And that beauty is called Mandri Bhav, the mood of our dear maidservants. So that we're fortunate that somehow we've fallen into the Gaudiya Sampradaya, where beauty and love is the origin, not power. And this has never been given before so explicitly. Maybe it's going to be given in a hidden way, in different avatars, different incarnations, but or some direction has been pointed to. But it's being very explicitly given in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is our great fortune to be introduced to this all-encompassing principle, all-embracing principle of love, unbounded love, and inconceivable sweet, sweet beauty. The sweetness of Krishna inundates the mind and senses and floods the heart with incomparable ways of satisfaction that rise and crest and fall on the shores of our mind, bringing the greatest thrill and happiness to our entire being. May this pure Krishna bhakti fill the hearts of everyone, beginning with this most unfortunate beggar.